Hey, it's Deep Geek. So I'm kind of shook up over changing web servers. For the longest time, me and a partner in a web server co-op were using THTTPD as a web server. And the time came to move on, hopefully by now. You're asking yourselves, so what's the big deal? That's what I hope to explain to you. Why I should be emotional about, well, changing a tool. To do that, though, I will first have to explain a few things. First will be, what is the attraction to THTTPD? Well, THTTPD is a web server with a cult following. It was originally written in the 90s to beat out Apache by being a non-forking server. It actually did this with some surprising results, as it was written to handle 100,000 simultaneous connections, something you could do with Apache, but you would have to do it with a much more beefy machine than THTTPD would need. But if you remember the 90s, web pages were different. CGI was newborn. PHP and the LAMP stack were not accessible to every non-professional. Most non-professionals were using flat HTML and doing that usually on a /tilde account at a regional ISP. You know, without having individual domain names. The THTTPD code base was quite small, yet it supported a certain base of functions that was highly desirable. It ran in a few megabytes of memory, but it used memory mapping for files it served, so it would serve a file, and that file remained in memory for a while. If the web page was popular, that file would be served to the next comer from memory, and in that day, that could be a time saver. So it was small, and it was fast. Was also evolved for T1 lines, so it supported throttling, so you could give it a speed limit to certain files and set resource usage that way. Lastly, all its settings could be set in either command line switches or in a small config file. It truly did one thing, served web pages, and it served them well. An instance would also run month after month without fault. However, the advent of PHP and MySQL backends really did not work out for this tiny server, and when they began to become dominant, he quietly announced in an email list its deprecation. It was obsoleted. Yet still, its reputation was set. People kept using it. It was small, cool, efficient, a real demon with flat files. It was bizarrely easy to configure. Also, so that it could be used for months on a server, as well as a quick program you could run on a command line to make a quick HTTP file transfer over a home network. But technology's inexorable march can do nasty things to unmaintained programs, no matter how robust. THTTPD went from being a top 10 web server daemon to being a specialty daemon used to assist large websites for static content. In other words, it kept a superiority over Apache for things like JPEG, GIF, and MP3 files. So smart webmasters with big modern demands would create LAMP stack web pages, but all the images would be served by an instance of THTTPD, thus letting Apache do what it did best, and letting THTTPD do what it did best. Eventually, THTTPD did an amazing dead man walking routine. I used it for years after the original maintainer stopped development, and I used it for years, and it sent my podcast far and wide all over the planet. Yet I shed a tear. Let me give you some perspective. I recently read a blog entry. Its point was something like, "Remember the 90s when everybody was a web designer? What a bunch of amateurs." Well, That's not how I remember the 90s. I remember the 90s more like this. Remember the 90s when we built a medium for you bitches that didn't require you to go through big-ass corporations in order to communicate worldwide without being gouged by some greedy douchebags? That's how I remember the 90s. THTTPD to me is the end of an era when one man could write a production-class web server. To make a competitive server now, you have to use a whole bunch of libraries written by others. It's a matter of ending an era of independence on a frontier to me. Most people on the web don't care about independence. Building subpages for Facebook or something for them to advertise to your friends and surveil you and your friends. Nice present. The amateurs did it better. Fuck being slick. I'll take freedom and privacy and a feast of friends online any day of the week.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.